What if your most loyal companion could tell you everything they've witnessed? In Garth Stein's The Art of Racing in the Rain, we experience life through Enzo, a philosophical dog with a human soul trapped in canine form. Enzo believes that after death, dogs with heightened awareness are reborn as humans, a Mongolian belief that gives purpose to his careful study of human behavior. As he watches his owner Denny Swift navigate the treacherous curves of professional racing and personal tragedy, Enzo absorbs profound wisdom about life's challenges. Through his eyes, we discover that the techniques mastering a rain-soaked racetrack, patience, focus, and courage, are the same ones needed to overcome life's most devastating storms. The car goes where your eyes go. This racing principle serves as a metaphor for navigating life's challenges. When drivers fear rain, they hesitate and overcorrect, magnifying mistakes. Denny Swift's approach is gentler, like there are eggshells on your pedals and you don't want to break them. Mastery requires perfect throttle control, precise steering, and reading the racing surface. Different sections hold varying amounts of water, creating split-second decisions that separate champions from others. It demands absolute presence, no dwelling on past mistakes, no celebrating perfect corners. In seemingly impossible conditions, skilled drivers intentionally make the car a little loose to predict its behavior and maintain control through chaos. This controlled slide allows the driver to dictate terms rather than merely react. That which you manifest is before you, Denny explains. Just as a driver who stares at the wall will inevitably hit it, we often create the outcomes we fear by fixating on them. The true art lies in engaging challenges with awareness and courage, especially when the track is wet. Enzo possesses human understanding within animal anatomy, creating profound tragedy through his inability to speak. "Gestures are all that I have," he laments, often resorting to dramatic actions when words would suffice. This limitation becomes agonizing when his superior canine senses detect Eve's brain tumor, smelling rotting wood and decay before medical technology can. His unique evolutionary theory showcases his intelligence and imagination. Unlike scientific consensus, Enzo believes dogs are humanity's closest evolutionary relatives. His evidence includes the dew claw as a pre-emergent thumb bred out to prevent canine superiority, and werewolf mythology showing humans transform into wolves, not apes. Enzo's remarkable empathy elevates him further. He understands human suffering as dogs do, providing silent comfort to Eve during her illness. His philosophical nature develops through television. The Weather Channel becomes his window to natural phenomena, while racing programs teach strategy and determination. These lonely days, transformed into an education, shape him into an astute observer of humanity. The Swift family begins with Denny and Enzo in an apartment overlooking Lake Washington. When Eve arrives, Enzo initially feels they become competing satellites orbiting Denny's sun, but his resentment fades during her pregnancy as he admires the female ability to carry life. After Zoe's birth, they establish balance. Denny works at an auto shop and teaches driving, while Eve returns to retail. Enzo entertains Zoe with games like Monkey in the Middle and Eno Fetch. This harmony shatters when Eve develops brain cancer, with symptoms ranging from crushing headaches to periods of normalcy. After a fall, Eve moves to her parents' home for treatment and eventually dies. Her parents, Maxwell and Trish, whom Enzo calls the twins, then sue for Zoe's custody, using false allegations to drain Denny financially and emotionally. Throughout this 3-year battle, the bond between Denny, Zoe, and Enzo sustains them. Even separated, their connection endures, visible in Zoe's joy during visits and her natural talent when Denny secretly takes her go-karting. The Swifts prove that family transcends circumstances, defined by the invisible threads connecting hearts across time and distance. Throughout the narrative, Enzo identifies both external and internal demons threatening the family. The external villains are clear: wealthy grandparents seeking Zoe's custody, a calculating teenager making false accusations, and symbolic crows promising revenge. The internal demons prove more complex. Eve's refusal to seek medical help stems from fear of vulnerability. Denny battles crushing pressures, confessing during a dark moment, "I can't keep going. They won." Most fascinating is the demon that appears during Enzo's confinement. Zoe's stuffed zebra comes alive, performing obscene acts with other toys before tearing itself apart. This zebra symbolizes self-destruction. When Denny nearly surrenders his parental rights with a zebra-tapped pen, Enzo dramatically intervenes by stealing and urinating on the documents. Enzo's revelation is profound. The zebra wasn't something outside us, but within us. Our fears, our self-destructive nature, our tendency to give in when victory is closest. In racing terms, your car goes where your eyes go. By recognizing these internal demons, we gain the power to overcome them. While sprint races showcase flash and fury, the true test of a racer is the endurance race, 8, 12, or even 24 hours of sustained focus. Luigi Chinetti exemplifies this spirit, driving Ferrari to his first Le Mans victory while relinquishing control for only 20 minutes of the entire race. This endurance mindset becomes crucial for Denny's 3-year legal battle. When criminal charges and custody suits seem insurmountable, he draws on racing wisdom. No race has ever been won in the first corner, but plenty have been lost there. He maintains focus on the long game, keeping his relationship with Zoe strong during limited visitation, working to pay legal bills, and refusing compromises. Endurance manifests physically through Enzo, who hides his arthritis and hip dysplasia to spare Denny veterinary expenses. After a car accident fractures his pelvis, Enzo faces mortality but realizes, "Unlike Ayrton Senna, I still had work to do." The ultimate test comes when Denny faces pressure to sign settlement papers. Despite years of strain, he finds strength when Enzo dramatically destroys the documents. Life's most meaningful victories rarely come from quick sprints, but from the willingness to endure when others would surrender. This story explores transformation and transcendence. Enzo's belief in his human reincarnation frames his observations throughout. His spiritual journey involves detachment from animal instincts, from jealousy when Eve arrives, to a primal regression after her death when he kills a squirrel. "I had to be an animal again. I couldn't bear the human pain of losing Eve." Yet Enzo consistently evolves beyond animal nature. He's gentle with young Zoe and barks disapproval when Denny reaches for alcohol after his arrest. Most dramatically, he intervenes when Denny nearly signs settlement papers by stealing and urinating on the documents, showing moral agency beyond instinct. As death approaches, Enzo contemplates transition. "I contemplated my mortality, preferring assisted suicide to euthanasia, not wanting to burden Denny with putting me down. With Denny's gentle permission, 'It's okay, boy, you can go,' Enzo's spirit runs free." The epilogue confirms this journey's completion when champion Denny Swift meets a 5-year-old boy named Enzo with sharp features and icy blue eyes, who races with natural talent and speaks Denny's racing wisdom.